This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs.
Slickers allowed here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Some people accuse me of being a city slicker, but I'm far from that. I can get dressed up, though, and not look bad. Doug is here. Kara is at the controls. Kara Schillen. And in a moment, we're going to meet Kevin Skunis, who has a focus on corn. I want to, and I think maybe part of what I want to talk to Mr. Skunis about is what I'm about to observe now in terms of the organic market. This program is here to solve problems for the American family farmer, for those who are running farm-type operations, stores, businesses, that sort of thing. And for the locavores, the biggest part of the audience are, in fact, the people who are using the products that are grown by us on our farms. I'm a dairy farmer, so again, I'm going to be very tuned into what Mr. Skunis says, because we use a lot of corn on the farm. But I wanted to talk for a minute about something that's becoming more and more of a problem, and I don't know what the solution is. I'm putting it out there because maybe we can find a solution or come up with some solutions. What I ask is for people to send me emails, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what you'd like me to talk about, issues that you want me to pursue. And one of the notes that came in a couple of weeks ago has to do with organic marketing and how much has gone into this space, double-digit growth. But the organic label is fraudulent, I think, in many ways. Food safety issues are part of what people are focused on. The grocery wholesalers and retailers, fast food marketers who are pushing organic or so-called organic products and ingredients. The sector is growing, but not all of the products really are organic. The USDA has screwed this up to a fairly well. The big businesses that want to be in on the organic, there's a lot of money in it. Food that's organic sells for 25 to 40% more than the unorganic, non-certified foods. And so a lot of the stuff that was heretofore grown in our country is now being grown overseas. All the organic food now, or much of it, is coming in from China and Turkey and Mexico and Brazil because it's cheaper to grow it there. And they don't have, let's face it, they have a casual relationship with the inspectors, not like we are supposed to have here. A lot of bribery, a lot of fraudulence. And so I saw something about a Brazilian incident reported by a magazine called Food and Water Watch that leads credence to this. The corruption, bribery, using chemicals to cover up rotten meat, whether it's organic or not, that kind of stuff. Salmonella problems, that if it's coming from South America, some of the meat coming from Europe, falsifying health certificates for people. It's just a mess. So we've allowed our government, and it'll be interesting to see how things change, our government has allowed this fraudulence to take place outside our country, but here, the U.S.-based certifiers, they can't claim that they know the certification is legit because they're not responsible for production. So there's little or no inspection. The same thing we've heard for years and years and years about stuff coming here. It's like these people are anti-American. Why do they want to let all of this stuff come in here when, in fact, we do such a great job with it ourselves? Or we would if it wasn't for the co-opting of these people, the corruption. So it's food for thought. But as you as a consumer purchase organic products at the store, know that for the most part, you're not getting what you get if you go to the farmer and the local businesses that you trust that sell these things. Then you know you're getting what you're paying for the most part. Buying the crap that comes in from other countries is not necessarily giving you what you think you're paying for. All right, that's my overview on that. In a moment, we meet Kevin Skunis, who is the vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, fourth-generation farmer, just the kind of fellow we want to talk to on the American Family Farmer.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
15 past the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Kevin Skunis, who is Vice President of the National Corn Growers Association, has 6,000 acres in North Dakota, raises 55% corn, 45% beans. Do people know, I think generally speaking, people know, Kevin, that beans means soybeans. Don't you think most people know that by now?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct, yes. Yeah, we raise soybeans for the most part here, but we have a fair amount of edible beans in our area, but our farm is corn and soybeans, yes.
So what's changed about now? This is a big family farm, 6,000 acres. What's changed now as you control it versus what was going on when you were a kid growing up there?
Well, so in North Dakota, 35, 40, 50 years ago, corn was mainly grown. People were, feeding their own livestock. Mm-hmm. With the seed genetics that we've had come in now in the last several years, our farm historically was wheat, barley, just a few soybeans, sunflowers, and sugar beets. And over the years, as the different crops have changed, and we've just realized that corn was pretty profitable with the increased yields that we've been getting from the new seed varieties. It's just become more profitable. Selling corn, the ethanol market has made it more profitable for us. So we've just in the last 20 years become a corn and soybean farm.
So there's a lot of controversy with people who listen to this program. There's good and bad to the seed varieties and to some of the modifications that have taken place. You just mentioned one of the pluses is that you can harvest more. There are those who think that there is a cost to that. And I wonder what you think, whether it's your land that's paying the price or if anybody is paying the price for these increased yields.
Well, no, I don't believe we are. In fact, we're with our new seed varieties, and we're not even talking about all of our seed varieties are not Roundup ready. They don't have traits in them, but we do raise traited seeds, traited corn, traited soybeans, and we're growing way more bushels on an acre than we used to with new methods, new tillage methods. We're using our fertilizers better. We're using any herbicides that we put on. We use way less herbicides now because we're targeting any weeds that are out there. And we are, we're growing the same amount of corn on 37% less acres these days than we did probably 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So there's good and bad to it. That's what I hear. I'm looking at something in a thing called Corn Illustrated, and it references the time to apply fungicides and how those have changed. How do you view that work? And because I'm trying to give the audience that's not familiar with what happens on a farm like yours, what really is the process? You've said that you are using less of the things that seem to be problematic for some people. So how do you, is it just ingenuity? People have come up with different ways of making this more profitable without it taking its toll on the end user?
Well, we know that you need a healthy plant all during the growing season to produce as much as it can, whether it's soybeans or corn. So you mentioned fungicides. So, you know, our universities have done many research over the years that find that a healthy plant. So we go out there and scout our fields. First of all, you know, so we put our nutrients down. We plant the seed in the spring. We walk our fields. We scout our fields, and if we see any diseases out there that might rob yield, then we probably we'll go in and we'll buy some fungicides and we'll spray fungicides on to try and keep the plant healthy. But we do a lot of scouting. We don't just go out and spray something because that's what our dads did or that's what we did 20 years ago. We go out and scout. If we find a problem, we try and fix the problem, whether it's weed control, whether it's disease control in the crop, whether it's the lack of nutrients. We can now go out and once the plant is up, we can tell by the color of the plant if it needs some nutrients, and we can do all these things, and we do them as we need them, not just a one-size-fits-all. So we're doing a lot of scouting, and we're using way less inputs than we did several years ago.
All right, this is instructive. This is helpful information for all, including the end user. I'm going to relay something that's bothering me. My farm, I have used about 800 acres of land in and around where I am, and that's a lot in central Massachusetts where I am. And the problem we're having this year is the same problem we had last year in reverse. We had horrible corn. Corn pretty much was non-existent last year because we couldn't, by the time we could get in the ground, the drought had started and nothing came out of the ground. Now, this year we have the exact opposite. We haven't had one day of sunshine in the past 14, and in the past month we've had 3 days of sunshine. That's it. The rain is coming in torrents, so we can't put seed in the ground either. So the weather patterns, and I wonder how you deal as somebody who's growing a lot more than I am with some of the crazy weather patterns.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy weather patterns. It certainly is cyclical, though. If you know, I've been farming a long time. If people actually remember back, you know, we've had early springs, we've had late springs.
Yeah.
But you really just have to be patient. You know, farming on a scale that we do, even though we're a family farm, you know, we no corporation here, it's just us. You know, we do have some hired help, but it's not for the faint of heart because
no.
You can get those stretches. And we've had a stretch of about 2.5 weeks. It is 62 right now, but we haven't hit, you know, 65 degrees, you know, in 3 weeks, it doesn't seem like. And our crops are mostly out of the ground, but they're just standing still, and that's, you know, that's really difficult to drive around and watch because we're trying to figure out what the crop's going to be for the year.
Yep. Now the weather is supposed to improve in the next few weeks, but for me and for you, even though you're in the Dakotas and I'm in Massachusetts, it's been a serious thing. But you're right, the cycles are something we prepare ourselves for. I don't say, oh, woe is me. I just say, I'm hoping that I can get something that's better than last year. And that's what we keep our fingers crossed. We're having a conversation about corn with Kevin Schooniz, and it's 21 past the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairy guy, been around cows all my life, talking to a gentleman who's been on the farm all of his life as well. Kevin Skunez is involved in the Corn Growers Association, explaining how it's working on his farm, what's going on with planting the diversity in corn, and how that's helping the farmers make their crops more productive. So I don't know whether you heard me, Kevin. I think you were on the line listening to me as I went off on my discussion of organics. And I wonder what sort of impact fake organic corn has had, because even in your world, people would like to have organic for various reasons. Not necessarily they don't need it for ethanol, but there are feeds that are for beef cattle, dairy cattle, that sort of thing, that need to be organic. What do you make of that whole business about how the USDA has handled the organic certificates?
Well, so, you know, I do not have a lot of personal knowledge about that, but we do have, you know, several organic farms in our area. And, you know, I believe we all need to coexist, and we all need to be good neighbors. You know, I haven't heard of the problems in our area. I have a couple of friends who do organic farming. They grow some blue corn, you know, for tortillas and stuff, and they ship it other places. There isn't an awful lot of call for organic corn for feed in our area. You know, North Dakota, we have really fallen behind in the beef and dairy. You know, we have such wide open spaces here, and our ground is really very good for growing crops, so it's been hard to put some of this ground into pasture for livestock. So I don't have any personal knowledge really about what you're talking about there on the, on the organic certificates.
Let me dig into your competitor or the competitive nature or situation for corn imports. The worry is that the Trump administration is going to make it easier for this stuff to come in. Either that or not let it in at all. I can't quite figure out which road they're traveling, but they don't seem to like the trade agreements, which haven't always, some of them have been good for farmers, some of them haven't been good for farmers. So I'm wondering, even though you've got 6,000 acres there, you said it's a family operation, it's a big farm, but it's not like the huge conglomerates that are taking over in so many different parts whether it be the produce area or the dairy area. And so I wonder how you look upon your market and whether imports help or don't.
Well, of course, I think, you know, as a corn farmer, I'm talking about exports, you know, and we do need to export. So in, you know, 2016, we had a 15.2 billion bushel corn crop in the U.S. That's all corn grown for whatever reason, organic, conventional. So we know that, you know, we cannot use all of that corn in the U.S. So in North Dakota, as a matter of fact, so we have five ethanol plants in North Dakota, uses about 40% of our corn in the state. So the rest of our corn, you know, has to go someplace else to be fed because our livestock industry isn't very large in North Dakota. On our farm, a lot of our corn actually goes on rail, goes to the Pacific Northwest and is exported to, you know, other countries. We know that Mexico has been an excellent, excellent importer of U.S. corn. They're actually our largest importer at this time of U.S. corn. 31% of my bottom line, the farms around the country, of our farms' bottom lines come from exporting our products out of the country. So we know that agriculture has been a huge win in the export market, and we feel very strongly that we cannot afford to go backwards on any of our.
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
That was a personal choice that I made at the.
It's okay. I just wonder whether you think that you hold on to this for a second. I want to come back. I have to pause for a moment, but I want to find out. This is not a show about politics, but I'm in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Time 34 after the hour, the farm and food hour, I could call this as well. Farm, focus on farming, the American family farmer, and the food that's produced. So the food and family report, in a manner of speaking, brought to you in part by the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, aiming to help you. If you're a farmer looking for help, we have Kevin Skunas with us. He was talking about having, he has his family, but he also has some other help that's hired. And I'm sure that he, from time to time, goes through the same exercise that many of you have. You need help this time of year, especially as we're more and more busy on the farm. May I suggest that you do what so many other people are doing on the farm and elsewhere, using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is different. Doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So you post what you want. ZipRecruiter then put it up on hundreds of sites. And if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it won't cost you anything. That's right. Free usage to get started with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So you need help on the farm. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do it. So many other folks are doing to find good talent. That's what you want. Good talent at the right price, the right circumstances. ZipRecruiter figures that out, sends you the right candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it for no cost. Continuing our conversation here with Kevin Skunas from the National Corn Growers Association, professional farmer himself. When last we were speaking, I asked you about Donald Trump. And I didn't mean to, I know voting is a very personal thing, and I didn't mean it in a sense, the people who love to get on that bandwagon that is so silly, you know, if the president does well, we all do well. And that's what we would want to hope, no matter who you voted for. If you're silly enough to try to be taking him down or denigrating what his purpose is, you don't do anything but hurt yourself. That's the way I look at it, Kevin. What about you?
Well, that's absolutely the way I look at it. And as a member of the National Corn Growers Association and on the board of directors, and this year serving as first vice president, we know that whoever is in office is who we have to work with to try and work through these problems. You mentioned trade. You know, we certainly need to work with whoever's in office to try and get this maybe problem fixed. You're really talking about NAFTA when you talked about that. We know that as a whole, NAFTA was a very good thing, you know, for U.S. agriculture, probably with the exception of the sugar program, which we have a large sugar in this area with the sugar beet production. But we need, you know, and we've been in contact with several of the high-ranking Trump administration people, and they say that, you know, we will not allow the agriculture, you know, exports to go backwards. And we have to believe them at this point.
Yep.
And you have to take them at what they say until you find out different.
Yeah, right.
Is what I'm saying. And,
yep.
And but you have to be at the table, you know, to, I suppose, maybe protect your interests. And and we're interested in all of agriculture. We know that we're in agriculture. The corn growers is a certain group. But we need to have all of agriculture flourish in the U.S. for everybody to get along. We know that we have to, you know, grow a feeding population of the world. We know that maybe in by 2050 there could be 9 billion people on the earth. And we as farmers take that pretty seriously. It's our job, and we're in this job to make money. But we know that we're going to have to produce, you know, twice as much food as we're producing now for that.
Well,
that population.
My read on that has been pretty consistent, and I've said this any number of times on this program and other programs that I do and in my farming life. If we don't get the government out of our business to the point where you and I both would probably agree, the last 8, maybe 15, 16 years, the overzealous organizations that have come from the government, the over-regulating of all the, anything, everything that we do. We need regulation, need to be watched, but this foolishness that's gone on that has gotten in the way, in my opinion, of us, if it continues the way it is with all the other influences, never mind with being the breadbasket of the world, in 50 years we won't be able to feed ourselves because so many farmers are driven out of business. The cost of land, how is that affecting you, the cost of land, with corn being more valuable and doing things the way you do? It must have affected the price of land out there.
Well, it certainly has, you know, so, you know, and the price of land has been cyclical also, you know, so we went in the 1980s, you know, land was probably selling for, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 an acre. However, now, you know, of course, you have to take inflation in, and there's land that has sold in our area for, you know, up to $5,000 and $6,000, maybe even $7,000 an acre, and that's really hard. If you take, you know, you can contract corn, you know, cash corn right now for about $3.20. Do the math on $7,000 an acre land trying to buy that, and the math doesn't work very well. So
no.
You know, we're facing some near crisis in the farm community. We've had some good going in the last 10 years, but you know, income is down 50% from what it was, you know, 3.5 to 4 years ago.
Well, you almost have to be a commodities broker doing what you do. I mean, all of the stuff that we grow or raise is all sort of a commodity. I was just thinking, you were saying the cost of land. And the cost of land, I'm in a suburban area. I'm the largest landowner anywhere between Boston and Worcester. And the developable lots on my land are worth about $300,000 an acre.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, it's laughable how, you know, I was selling raw milk for $11 a gallon and nowhere near, you know, if you don't have a mortgage, it's a little different, but yeah, there's a crazy reality, and that's part of what I'm talking about here. You know, you get into these situations and you have the kind of competition these big, huge conglomerates are buying in and moving in and making it very difficult for some of the little guys like me. I'm not going to call you a little guy. You're a medium-sized guy. But it's just there's so much pressure on making everything the same that has to impact what you do to a certain extent. And the prices, because the bigger you are, supposedly the cheaper you can produce things. So does that have a winnowing effect on what you can make profit-wise or what the commodity markets will bear? Because people are willing to sell the stuff more. It's like dairy. Dairy is worthless. Going into a dairy business today in America is ridiculous because we're making too much milk, and everybody around the world is making too much milk. So there's no pressure on what we have available in the marketplace. In the terms of corn, what was it when it first went bananas? Didn't we have $8 a bushel corn like 10 years ago? Was it that crazy? It was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. You know, for about a six-month stretch there was some futures prices that were around $8, about 3.5, 4, maybe 5 years ago. I'd have to look back and see exactly when, but yeah. And that came from the supposed drought of 2012 where they, you know, thought we were actually going to be, you know, very short on corn. But our, you know, our ending stocks barely dipped below 1 billion bushels that year even. And so there was a lot of, the problem was getting the corn to where it needed to be, where the you know, all the livestock was, where the feed was. And let me give you one, you know, we're kind of talking about that. Let me give you one little visual that I like to do. So in 2014 is a year that I used for an example. We thought we had ending stocks of 1.7 billion bushels of corn at the end of the year. That's what we had left after all the feed, ethanol, all the food. So picture 1.7 billion bushels. A bushel basket's about 18 and a half inches across.
Mm-hmm.
1.7 billion bushels would go around the earth at the equator almost 22 times. That's how much corn we had left.
A lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
So, you know, when people... I really, you know, kind of hate to say it this way, but when people think that we're using corn for different, you know, for ethanol... When we have that much corn left over, and last year I think it was 2.3 billion bushels. I didn't do the math on how many times that would go around. But we're doing a good job at raising our crops. We're also trying to do a good job at finding new uses for some of our things. Corn is a very versatile crop.
Yep.
You know, we can make ethanol out of it. The portion that isn't made into ethanol is called dried distiller's grain. That's a high protein animal feed that comes out of the, you know, so we're doing a lot of things. We're taking the industrial oil off the kernel first. You know, corn oils are very, very high profit for these ethanol plants. So there's a lot of things that we're using corn for these days.
Well, I used to feed it to I had a brewer. We have a brewery here in town, and I would go down and get the trucks loaded with the brewer's grain and feed it to the cows. They did very well on it, and they didn't have the negative impact that sometimes regular grain does on their feet and other parts of their body. I found it to be a great, you know, way to get a product that didn't cost you any money and use it to the benefit of the animals instead of these guys. They were taking it to landfills, for God's sakes, and throwing it away. How much, we got a couple more minutes here. How much do you use computer technology? How much social media is involved? Because you're on a wholesale level, so do you need social media? Do you share ideas on the Internet or through various of the social media, Twitter and Facebook, that kind of thing?
Well, I use Facebook. I also have a Twitter account. I don't really know exactly know how to use it very well.
I do. You and me both.
But you know what I try and do. Here's what I really like to do with Facebook. I like to be very positive about agriculture.
Yep.
You know, like I said, we're all in this together. So I try and post things that are favorable to modern agriculture. We have to realize that we're in modern agriculture. We're doing things different than we did, you know, 50 to 100 years ago. And I try and be very positive about that. Get the messages out of what we're doing right in the U.S. agriculture, and that's what I kind of like to use Facebook for. And we also, as a National Corn Growers, you know, we also like to try and get our story out there, and we're trying to use Twitter and Facebook to do all of that, and just to try and be very, very positive. I really want to stress that. Be positive about what we're doing. This is a great industry, and we should feel good about what we're doing.
Amen to that. What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Kevin. Well spoken and well put. Kevin Skunas, who, if you go to the National Corn Growers Association website, which is ncga.com, ncga.com, you can find out more about what they're doing and what's going on in the corn growing, that side of the agricultural sphere that we have in our country. Best of luck, Kevin. Thank you again. As an extra added attraction, if you will, to our conversations about family farms and the food that we're eating from our farms, I find it interesting to see what's going on state by state around the country when it comes to laws banning the use of antibiotics in livestock and poultry. In Maryland, for example, they are aiming at trying to get at the rise in these dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacteria known as superbugs. So Maryland has introduced the Keep Antibiotics Effective Act, which will end a practice that public health experts say fuels the spread of these super bugs. So the farmers there have until the first of next year to comply with this law. About 70% of antibiotics that are used for human medicine are sold for use in meat and dairy production. Researchers say overuse of these drugs has happened. It diminishes their effectiveness in fighting disease. They've just, the farmers, in a sense, God love them, God love us. I don't use any of these and never have on my farm because I just don't hold with it. But these things, this is a monster that's growing, and nobody would have seen it coming. So the infections that come in the meat because of the antibiotics that have been used and the bacteria have grown and worked their way around. You've seen that happen with humans as well. Last year, 23,000 people died in America because of the infections that came from eating this kind of stuff. So there are new tough rules for antibiotic use on farms. Some of them are well-intentioned, well-meant. Some of them are stupid. Farmers still should be able to handle dairy animals that are hurting, and that's the way I look at this. But you'll see more of this, I guarantee it, more of this kind of legislation. I'm Doug Steffen. As we grow in the farm business has become like lots of other businesses, some of the help have become hooked on drugs. That's what happens sometimes on the farm. You start smoking crazy things and it gets worse. So there are a lot of farmers who are having problems with people in their family, people working for them that are addicted to this, that, and the other circumstances. It's not a good way. It's very deadly on the farm. Anybody who's under the influence is bad news. So if you're trying to take care of the people who work with you, people in your family who are now in the insanity of this drug world that unfortunately we find so much around us, there's an answer. It's called the Better Addiction Care Facility. You call them at 844-262-8658. 844-262-8658. Hit 1. You'll have a consultation with somebody who can walk you through some of the problems and questions you have, see if they can't solve the problem, and you'll be happy to know that most insurance companies pay 100% of the cost. So, Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that.
The focus on National Dairy Month. Those of us who are farmers, I'll bet you Cece Carmichael didn't know that I was a dairy farmer when she signed up to come on with us. This is a time for us to gear up for Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month. Cece Carmichael is here as you're a trained chef. I know that, and a lot of people see you on TV working on this. But when's the last time you actually talked to a real live dairy farmer?
I know. I'm so honored and thrilled. Well, it's fantastic. Are you really? Did you get this morning milk your cows?
I have. I've been. There are two threads in my life. I've been a radio pro for a long time, and I've been around cows all my life. I have Jersey.
I love cows.
Cows, yeah, cows are wonderful. They really are. Great,
the
great.
Jerseys?
Great. Yeah, Jerseys. Guernseys and Jersey. Brown cows. Like
brown
the brown cows.
Cows.
So,
they don't
let's
make
chocolate
milk, though.
Yep.
We're working on that.
That's what the kids all say. I have chores of the farm, Cece, all the time, and kids look at the cows and say, how come that? Kids don't know. You know, I'll ask you. Kid, where the milk comes. Oh, my mother gets it out of the refrigerator. That kind of stuff. So we have to.
No clue.
We have to counter that.
So you're celebrating June National Dairy Month. This is your month, right?
Yes, it is. This is my month. So let's talk about some of the exotic flavors that are coming, the celebration of Dairy Month and ice cream and milk and all that stuff. What's going on?
All this fabulous stuff. Well, it's just, there's so much innovation in product development these days. I mean, manufacturers are addressing all our emerging health needs and consumer trends. And every time I pass by the refrigerated dairy aisle, there's something new. It's like exotic flavor combos and different kinds of yogurts and full fat options and dairy alternatives. And also there's a lot of innovation in packaging. I think we're all sort of, we're a grab and go culture, and they're really addressing that with sort of single serve cheeses and yogurts and milks and juice and snack packs, so you can just throw them in your purse and your backpack and just head out the door. I go bananas in the dairy aisle. It's
literally
just like, what? A key lime pie yogurt? I'm there.
Banana yogurt.
It's just, there's so much there, and it's constantly evolving and changing, and it's
so
really amazing.
Greek yogurt, that's what I have to ask you, Cece, because Greek yogurt's a huge trend. Is it better or worse than regular yogurt? What should we be looking for?
I think that the thinking is it's a denser, it's a more high protein, and people just like it because it's creamier, it's thicker, and it's still low fat. I think we're sort of getting away from sort of low fat trends, and I mean full fat. My culinary instructor always used to say fat is flavor. So you know, I think we're getting back to that.
We have the wrong idea. Some fats are good and some fats aren't, and dairy fat is not bad for you. The cream and that sort of thing we don't much see anymore. One of the things I've done on my farm, Cece, I've sold raw milk on the farm, and when you see the cream that comes to the top of that bottle,
I can't even, and you know, everything in moderation. And I think that, you know, there's so many cool possibilities, if you'll pardon the pun, and inspiration in the refrigerator dairy aisle for breakfast. You know, I love making, you know, we always want something sort of quick and nutritious, and I have a recipe for a breakfast English muffin melt with, it has egg whites in it because everybody likes it. It's a little healthier for people watching their cholesterol. It's convenient. A little melted cheese. I pair that with organic milk, maybe chocolate almond milk, side of yogurt. And like I said, there's so many milk and milk alternatives and yogurt types. There really is something for everybody. And then for lunch or dinner, you know, who doesn't love an ooey gooey grilled cheese? I've got something on set here that I put three cheeses in. I'm always playing around with this. And then my secret ingredient, don't laugh, is bacon cheddar dip that I wipe on the, it is out of this world. I always sort of have, I'm stock up on hard and soft and grated cheeses so that I'm always ready to make the ultimate grilled cheese. Or even if people are dropping by, you know, those people that go, ding dong, hi, and last minute guests. Yep. And for dessert, I've got this beautiful lemon cream tart made with Greek yogurt and cream cheese and fruit slushy made out of orange juice. There's just so many great options.
A great focus on dairy delights. June is National Dairy Month. All these cheeses, all this talk about yogurt, yummy, yummy, yummy innovations in dairy. There's a chance for you to win a $5,000 grand prize if you're a consumer of dairy and you want to know how you can win that $5,000. You can go online to easyhomemeals.com. That's easyhomemeals, all one word, easyhomemeals.com. Find the information on your chance to win $5,000 during National Dairy Month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.